In Enel. So just a quick reminder of what's going on. We Rabbeinu started saying, you know, via the ikoya tshuva, the components of tshuva, that's how we translated it. Then we saw last time the first iko he explained was chalota. Yeah, that's obvious, which we said last time, explained, it seems from Benyona, that is the real essence of tshuva. The essence of tshuva is the chalota. He's going to say you need other things as well. We need the vidoy, we're going to say ziris achet, but the ikar tshuva itself, the real tshuva is the chalota. This is, not like the Rambam seemed to say, that tshuva is the, what he calls the Kabbalah on the abor. Right? In other words, Rambam understands tshuva to mean tshuva is to stop doing avirus. That's what tshuva is. I'm going to explain the word tshuva to mean I'm not going to do avirus anymore. Right? I'm going to stop Kabbalah labo, not to do avirus. That's what tshuva is. I'm going to say, you obviously also have to have the other tanoim, yeah? The other yatsnai. You also have to have the charata, the vidui. But what the essence of tshuva is to stop doing avirus.
Is charata not like an essential prerequisite before you even start anything? And how can you?
It could be, yeah, it could be that sort of brings you to tshuva because you have chalata. Yeah, that may be true, right? That's the work, maybe the way to get to do tshuva is you have chalata, so that's why I'm going to stop doing avirus. But the essence of tshuva is something avirus. Now, Benyena, we saw that tshuva doesn't mean to stop doing avirus. Tshuva means to undo you. When a person does avirus, he has, so he's made a certain richuk, distance between him and Hashem. He's sullied, he's dirtied, his neshama. It's something to undo what you've done. This richuk and come back closer to the shvalchu. This moshul gil, cleaning the neshama like laundering it. I think so. The tshuva is to undo what you've done. Yeah, the chalata is undoing this richuk. But he's going to say, we saw, you mentioned, he says, there's a tnai, you can't do tshuva unless you also stop doing avirus. You can't say, I'm doing tshuva, but I'm going to carry on doing avirus. So when you learn that the ikka tshuva is really the chalata, but there's a tnai, there's a condition, you have to also stop doing avirus. Which Rabbi Yehuda, that's where I think we're holding, Rabbi Yehuda calls that aziva sachet, which is ois yud aleph, which is the second ikka, ois yud aleph no yehuda. So, for ikka hasheni, the second ikar after chata is aziva sachet, leaving go or abandoning the chet laviga. What does that mean? Kiyazoiv drochnol haloim, you must abandon your bad ways or evil ways. Ziyigmor bechore levovoi, and you should have a resolution, or you should decide bechore levovoi wholeheartedly. Klo yoyisif loshov derchazoiv. Right? Not only you have to stop doing avirus, you have to leave that derech, and more than that, not only do you have to stop doing avirus, you have to decide you're not going to ever go back to that derech again. Yeah, it seems to be like two shlavim. Right, v'im oven paral, if he has oven, I think, like iniquities, he's done bad deeds, yeah, he's performed bad deeds, if he's not going to carry on. So he brings here two psukim, k'inyan shenemar. Shuvu, shuvu midarkeichem aloyim. V'nemar yazev rosho darkoi. So again, I'm not sure if these two psukim are exactly saying exactly the same thing, or they're both going back on what I said. There's maybe two points here. V'nemar the second pasuk yazev rosho darkoi. Is that how you start? Yazev rosho. That's how you started off. You have to yazev rosho. You have to stop doing your avirus. Stop doing this. These yazev rosho aloyim. And that means the pasuk yazev rosho darkoi. So I'm wondering if perhaps the first pasuk, it's not the shuvu shuvu min akechem aloyim, maybe perhaps that's going on the second point he said. V'yigmei b'chol levavoi, besides what's stopping doing the avirus, you have to have a resolution that you're not going to return to that derech. That's maybe he understands shuvu shuvu min akechem, it's like a total shuvu, turning away in a way you won't come back. Maybe. I'm not sure about it. Akaponim, that is a ziva sachet. And as we said, we mentioned the last time, Benina in later on explains why you have to do a ziva sachet. The reason he doesn't say over here, interestingly, but later on in comes in a bit there, Chagav, he mentions the reason why you have to do a ziva sachet, because if not, it's called like, Tevil v'sheretz biyodei. Like we just said, someone's going into mikveh, at the same time he's doing something which should theoretically be retiring, but at the same time he's holding on to a sheret, so obviously that's not going to work. So, same thing here, so that's the experience there. Zivus nachet, you've done your charota, which, and the video should affect the tshuva, but it's not going to work as long as you're carrying on doing the thing which brought you into that problem in the first place. Okay, that's where you have to do zivus nachet. Okay, so now he carries on here. In this next long paragraph, now a quick overview before you sit inside, he's going to say two drachim, two types of people, perhaps you could say, or two types of avelis. There's two ways how to actually perform tshuva. Right? You've got to do charata, you've got to have charata, and you've got to do aziva sachet. So how do you go about doing this charata and aziva sachet? So he's going to explain two different sorts of people. Vida. Mia shechot al derech mikre. If you have a person who did an avera, al derech mikre, by chance he happened to do an avera. How did that happen? He's avo tavo. All of a sudden, this tavo, he had a tavo. The yechazak all of Yitzchak's kafir. This out of nowhere, this Yitzchak came and was came upon him, yeah, and attacked him with kafir. And he wasn't prepared for this Yitzchak, for this tavo. The loy nechlet surayino v'vuchushov v'figri boy. And he didn't gather together his strength and his thing when the Yitzchak attacked him. In other words, what a person should do in such a situation. Okay, let's one second. When he didn't hurry to ligger, really to be angry, to annoy, to attack the Yam HaTavo. Otherwise, he attacked the Yam HaTavo, this huge Tavo, the sea of Tavo, when the Zayar suddenly came out of nowhere. So what should a person do in such a situation? Right? We're not talking about, normally we imagine, when we talk about on the Chemes HaYetzer, we imagine, you know, right, so you've got it's a hole in one corner and you're on the other corner and you're gonna, you know, you're preparing and you're gonna have a fight. That sometimes that happens, but sometimes, you know, it just catches you unaware, like ambushes you out of nowhere. You think, well, for shame, I don't have that Yitzhak anymore for a long time. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this taiva comes out of nowhere. So what you should do is you have to be loy mihal ulig. You have to, as soon as this taiva comes, you have to be think on your feet, to be aware of what's happening here, and straight away you fight back, even though it seems a yamatavo, it seems this is a tavo which you can't obey. If you fight straight away, don't let it overcome you, that's where you're going to overcome it. But this person didn't do that. He caught him unaware, he didn't fight back, and before he knows it, the Torah has got him, right? Okay, the Yitzhak has, since he didn't fight back, the Torah has trapped him, has put in his traps, the Nofal Bamachmeirov. It's only a temporary trap, right? It's not something that's going to stay. As soon as he's done the avera, that's it. He's not going to have this tav anymore. As long as the ruach of the Yitzhara is confusing him and frightening him, right? I'm not sure exactly the words, ruach Yitzhara, what that is exactly. The ruach of this Yitzhara. Okay. This, whatever that is, the ruach of Yitzhara has got him. As long as it's got him, then he's going to do the avera, and then it's going to go. It's not because this person really wants to do the avera. Saying this type of person, he doesn't want to do the avera. If you ask him, why are you interested in the avera? He's not. It's just this type of overcomes him, and it's confusing him. He's not thinking. It catches him unaware, so he acts out of character. So how do you do tshuva? This person. So veishes tshuva sa'isha zeh. The first thing this person should do in his tshuva is karata. Right, the first ikur is charata. How should you go around doing tshuva? So first, do charata. What's that? Charata is, we know what charata is. Charata and yoga, lachem yoga in b'nei bo, you should have regret and
yoga.
Charata, we saw explained before, charata is regret. Regret means now you understand that the way we explained it last time was like reimagining your actions. In other words, you understand now that I did an action because then at the time I thought it was something worthwhile. I'm looking back, I understand I'm regretting I did it. I understand that I shouldn't have done that. It wasn't worthwhile.
I feel terrible about it.
Right.
When emotion is the opposite way, absolutely terrible.
Right. So
one point very dangerous. It was not worthwhile.
Worthwhile, right. It wasn't worthwhile.
Exactly. That was worthwhile. I will repeat it was worthwhile to eat pork.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So really, I think we're going to see after next one is yogurin. So there's charata and yogurin. I think those are the two things they're saying. Charata is that you have regret because you understand it wasn't worthwhile, and yogurin is more of an emotional. You're upset that you did it. Not necessarily. Yeah. Okay. Well, we will discuss this more when we get to yogurin.
Not appropriate here at all.
Okay, well, we'll discuss this more maybe when we get to the next one, Yogurin.
It's not going to the instant, I mean, the gratification point where you're in the gratification. It's in the overall scenario of this, of where it fits in a longer span of time. Oh, I thought it was worthwhile, but actually the effect on me is terrible. Like, I got angry, I was there, and then, as a result of that, I have to apologize.
I feel good there. I feel great right now. It's beautiful memory. So what do you have to say?
No, because it's not.
And it would not. Yes.
No.
Yes. Okay, I'll tell you. We'll discuss it much later when we get to.
The question is, I believe that major force. Should be, because it's forbidden. And even if you don't understand why it's forbidden, it's called pleasure day and night.
Okay, well, we'll discuss when we get to yogurin more exactly. What's on yogurin?
Short term gain and long term pain. In that kind of context.
But you might not see them on page.
Okay, so we'll leave the charata now just to call it regret. Well, Mr. Matron will get to exactly more. Yeah.
But you understand,
but that's
what address.
Yeah, Mr. will get
right now. We are using these words without understanding what you speak.
That's regret.
It's
some sort of regret. So he mentioned the two things, and I have to see later on what they are. Yeah, charata and loss in yogurin beniboy achatosa. You have to be upset and emotional. That's an emotion. You're upset. On the fact you did a saveira, produced nefesh nana, moral krana, and you're feeling bitter and sad, right? It's all the emotional fallout of the saveira. Okay, so that's charata. That's the first thing you have to do. After you've done charata, then he's going to say, then you should go about ensuring that you're not going to do the saveira again. How do you do that? Achrikain, Yosef v'chol yoyim, yirat Hashem benafshoi. Every day you should be go work on adding yirat Hashem. Working on Yiras Hashem, if we're using Chitas and Ikim and the notion of Meir of awe, the fear of Hashem, Bilvavoy, the Chol Eis. Right, so you have to work on Yiras Hashem, you have to add Yiras Hashem, Chol Yom, every day, and Yitin Chitas and Ikim Bilvoy, the Chol Eis. In other words, Yiras Hashem is something which you add, which seems every day, and this Chitas and Ikim Bilvavoy is the Chol Eis. I'm not sure what these two things are. Yiras Hashem and Chitas Alekim seem to be the same thing. Okay. See, I can put whatever these two they are. So you have to work on adding Yiras Hashem. Ad Asher Yiyeh Noch Koyin Liboy B'Tzach Hashem. Until you strengthen Yiras Hashem to the extent that you know your heart is steadfast in trusting Hashem. Kin Yosef Yavaboy HaYetzer. If you know the next time the Yitzhah is going to come and attack you, Kashiyu Kepam Befam, the Rabbi of the Vosik Mishpat HaRishon is going to come, and all of a sudden your time is going to explode again, like the first time. Lo yeh nifne libo yeh olov v'yaziv darko. You know then that you're not going to allow your heart to lead you astray and leave this there. Right, that's what it is. Now, as he's saying, this type of aveira, you can do charotza first, and then afterwards work on this, what we call a ziris achet. And a ziris achet is working on yourself to make sure that you don't do aveira again. Right, it's not just what we would call a Kabbalah, right? And I can also Kabbalah on a label how we started off here. You have to take concrete action, right? Azivas Achen means you have to understand what went wrong and work on it to ensure that it doesn't happen again. That is, you know, you're attacking, you have to work on it. So your Shemayim is so strong that even if it's a sudden attack, you're still going to manage to overcome this Yitzhara. And he brings a pasuk on this, K'moy Shneemar, U'moyde Ve'oizev Yerucham. What's person is gets Shachmanas is gets Slicha, gets a Kapala, he's Moide Ve'oizev. So what are those two things? His Kitzchila U'moyde, the first thing is U'moyde, which is Al Charota Ve'al Vidoy. Charota and Vidoy both are included in the word U'moyde. for some reason. Someone who admits his cat, he does vidui, that's included in that as charata as well. So first you do charata. After you've done your charata, then you can leave the cat. Okay, that's this type of vera, which hopefully you could say most of our veras is that type of vera. But there's a second type of avera, a second type of person, he puts it. There's a person who the avera is not just a sudden mikra, he's always on this path. That's where he's positioned himself on the path of leitovov, not lun. He's carrying on, this person is doing his chatoyim, he's walking every day, and he's repeating his avera's, his iniquities. He returns to do this many times. The chol is oyhevorea. This person, obviously, yeah, as I was before, it's not that he doesn't want to do it. He's very happy. He likes doing ra. Or michshel avoyna yosim nechach panov. And he puts that as a this michshel. Oh, it's really a michshel of his avera. He puts that as in front of him as his goal almost. But soni leimar, that means to say hatayva vayetsa lechavtsoy umagmosoy. Mm-hmm. Because he's saying this person, it's interesting he's putting it. In other words, he's saying either you're a person who an avera happens suddenly, you're not interested. A person who does an avera the whole time, that means to say that he's very happy to do that avera. Mm-hmm. Either you're happy to do the avera, or you're not happy to do the avera. If you're not happy to do the avera, then you wouldn't do it. Right? I'll do it. Maybe occasionally it's all going to bear. Right? I mean, it's a bit frightening. Actually, that's there. Myself, let's say some bavayas which people, not people, let's say which I or some people would maybe in a lashon hara. Yeah, that's a very common use example. But that's the one who says lashon hara all the time. So that means to say, oh, I want to go and speak lashon hara. I'm very happy. That's my goal, is to do the way of lashon hara, to do that. You might have said, yeah, that means. Okay, I obviously, if you'd ask me, sit down, is it a good thing to speak lashon hara? I'm going to say, oh, obviously not. Just that. Okay, I'm not. I'm working on other things now. Maybe one day I'll get to work on lashon hara. So he seems to be saying not like that. If it's something which you really don't want to do, then you won't do it. Sometimes, occasionally, you'll tell me you're mitzvah bel. If it's something which you're doing every day, again and again and again, and you never seem not to do it, then that means that deep down, yeah, you're very happy. Yeah, you like speaking lashon hara. In other words, right? Maybe not tell you else. You like doing the very of lashon hara, but you like doing lashon hara. That's a bit of a Muslim itself. A kaponim, this person is this person who does a veyus, or is an avera which he repeats often. Then his mahalach doing tshuva is different. How does he do tshuva? Reishis tshuvat isha zeh, the first step of the tshuva of this person is lazev darkei machshav deyo. He has to first do a zivas achet. He can't do charata first. He has to first do a zivas achet and then charata. He has to lazev darakoy, he has to leave this derech and his evil intentions, or the haskim and to be resolute, have a resolution, the kayim and a kabbit all over the balei tzefachah. He has to decide he's not going to carry on doing that.
So he needs to start first.
Yes.
And practically starting first means avoid situation when this avera could be done. For example, let's come to your lashon hara. Okay? Avoid people. For how long that? Avoid. Avoid any conversation. You yawning or home. You not staying near coffee. You put coffee into your lip. Avoid any possibility. It is what means stop. Because if he enjoy in circumstances, as soon as he sees circumstances, he enjoy, try to change circumstances. Physical, yes, right. Environment.
Yeah, no, he doesn't explain exactly how he should go.
What are the other viruses?
Right.
It is how I understand stop. Because in other case, word means stop. Yes. I like it. You know, what stop?
It also means you re-prepare your mind that when you hit the situations where you stumbled in the past, you mentally say, okay, what I'm going to do is not avoid, but I'm just going to say my mind is now going to not flip where it normally goes. I'm going to take it somewhere else. I'm going to start taking flowers and sleep. Well, I don't care.
Right, I think that's more, I think maybe perhaps the first type of person you mentioned.
I mean,
right, yeah, the first one. The second one, you decided to do it, so don't go on this street when a woman washing clothes.
That's all. Because yeah. as soon as you go on this street, you will watch how they washing clothes. Period.
When do we come to this long term? Guy who loves it all the time. Where did he get the Rosa? Where's that called?
So that's I'm going to say that's the second thing. So okay, well that's it. I think we'll on Monday already finish on Monday. We'll maybe perhaps start again from this second guy.
Better.
All right, then we'll see how that goes. Okay.